For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Republicans will now have a 53-seat majority in the Senate, having successfully defended a Mississippi seat in a runoff election. Democrat Mike Espy conceded the race to incumbent Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith, who had stumbled over a comment about attending a public hanging.
I congratulated her on her victory tonight, and she has my prayers as she goes to Washington to unite a very divided Mississippi.
Political columnist Leslie Sanchez says Hyde-Smith had the edge going into the runoff vote.
The biggest indicator was that double-digit lead that Hyde-Smith had going into today. In most cases, you cannot make up more than 1 to 2 points as you get down to that last 48 hours to an election day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The family of a man murdered by mistake at a mall in Hoover, Alabama wants answers. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
We ask for patience.
To Hoover, Alabama, where the mayor, Frank Brocato, speaking out about a Thanksgiving shooting at the Galleria Mall as police mistakenly kill the wrong suspect.
There is a tremendous interest in seeing video from body cameras and other sources. All video evidence was immediately transferred to outside agencies that were investigating this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
We're set to learn more on Wednesday about last month's Lion Air crash into the Java Sea that killed 189 people. Pilots apparently tried to override an automated anti-stall system. Mark Rosenkirk explains.
An automated system was actually overriding everything that the pilots were attempting to do. Did they understand that they could turn it off?
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A presidential advisor has messages for migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. and also for Congress. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
As nearly 6,000 migrants from Central America remain camped at the U.S.-Mexico border in the Tijuana area, counselor to President Trump Kellyanne Conway says Congress is partly to blame for the situation, as it has not negotiated in good faith for many years when it comes to immigration issues.
They failed to do their job, and I think it's a large part of how the president got elected and why this continues to be a big issue.
And Conway has this advice for the would-be immigrants.
You can't break the law. You've got to come here legally. We are the most generous nation to immigrants in history.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One Republican congressman thinks funding the border wall is important. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
More than 5,600 migrants from Central America are camped out at the U.S.-Mexico border in Tijuana. Tijuana police and federal officers are stepping up their enforcement, and some migrants are also looking into seeking asylum in Mexico. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says we need to build that wall.
That was the biggest promise Republicans made the voters in 2016. So we had better fight for that. We had better put it on the December 7th funding bill. Again, the single biggest issue that the American people elected Republicans to accomplish in 2016.
Jordan was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.